Until right, just dollar. You have to we do we stop after dollar.
Okay. Okay, Siman Ayin and Aleph, Seder HaLaila, the last sif. Okay, so hey, Yafshit Mabusha Me'olav, you should take off his clothing from on him. V'lo Yishan B'Mabusha, should not sleep in his clothing. I don't know, there's this thing out there that if you sleep in your clothing, you can't wear them during the day. Anybody ever hear that? I don't know a source for that. People ask it, but here it says don't sleep in your clothing. Yeah, but
I
it doesn't
heard
mean you
it.
can't
I
wear
heard
them.
it. Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
where it
out
comes
there, but
from.
I don't
Yep.
know. I don't know. It's here. It's not mashmal. It says don't sleep in your clothing. Yeah, we know that, but it doesn't mean you can't wear them the next day. Kishacholitz, when somebody takes off his shoes and takes off his clothing, cholitz upayshit shel smol tchili. You're supposed to take off your left first. This one, not so many people are aware of. Meaning, everybody's aware that you put your right side. You put your right on first, but they don't know that when you take off, you go through the left first. You should not use your clothing as a pillow. That's going to forget the Torah. And as we know that we can use all the help we get, right? With not forgetting our learning. You should be very careful to lay on your left side. It's an isagado to lay on your back, on your back on the bottom, and your face facing up. Or the opposite, is face down and your back up. You should sleep dafka on your side. This is very hard to implement. It's best if you lay on the beginning every sleep on your left side of a sofa outside you mean, and at the end on the right side. All right? And that's good for health. Why? Because your liver is on your right side and your stomach's on your left. And when you lean on your left, your liver is on your stomach, but your chamam b'chumen, and it gets heated up. And then your food will get digested very quick. And then once how do you call it? Gets digested. That the stomach should rest, and the psoas of the Michael will go down. Right? Fine. You should not toss and turn. Right? Meaning you can't sleep, so you're not supposed to toss and turn. I don't know what you're supposed to do exactly. Just stay on one side. I guess so. All right. Fine. Now, Simon Ayin Beis, Goy the Kedusha Shabbos, Machalle, Hareu, Kemoy Akum. If you Machal Shabbos, you're like a Goy. Vedina Achana Shabbos, and the Halachos are preparing for Shabbos. Goy Chav Gimel Seifim. Now we get into the Halachos of Shabbos. So Shabbos Kodesh, and he first says a major Yesoid. In keeping Shabbos, right? Which is meaning, why is there such chashivas in keeping Shabbos? The Shabbos Kodesh hu ha'ois ha'gadol v'ha'bris she'nasan lanu ha'kodesh baruch hu. That's the sign and the covenant. That's the Taich bris, the deal that ha'kodesh baruch hu gave us to know sheishis yamim asa Hashem es ha'shemayim v'sa'aretz v'chol ha'shabahem v'shabbos v'yom ha'shvi'i. To acknowledge that Hashem created the world and he rested on the seventh day. But who Yesod HaEmunah, that is the Yesod of Emunah. The Shabbos weighs, Shkula Shabbos is weighs the same as the same as the whole Torah. Anybody who keeps I'm just going to stop here for a minute just to clarify this with everybody, because it's an extremely important point, and many people don't understand it. So they think that Shabbos was given to us to rest, because we need to rest. That is true, but that's not the main point. Because if Shabbos was given to us to rest, then what's easier, to walk 15 minutes to shul or get in the car? Right? So which one? So what is the pshat? Right, to Birur, to take good from bad, such a headache to deal with Birur. So why is that a day of rest? The answer is that it has nothing to do with resting. Like, it's from this week's parasha, Kisisa. Hashem rested. What did he rest from? So we say anything that went on in the Mishkan, that's what you're supposed to rest from. Meaning by resting, you're showing that Hashem created the world and he rested. Therefore, we are going to rest the same way that they rest from anything being done in the Mishkan. Meaning it's not about resting, it's about acknowledging Hashem's existence. So that's why if somebody doesn't keep Shabbos, he's considered not Pekardis, because that means he doesn't acknowledge that Hashem created the world and rested on Shabbos. Not about the rest so much, it's about the other days of the week. All right. So that's so that's why Shabbos is so important. That's what he says again in Sif Beis. You mamish like a guy for everything, because you're not acknowledging that Hashem created the world. Because if you did, then you would rest. If he touches wine, the wine's usher. The next two are big chumras, which we don't really paskin like. And the bread that he bakes, havi kamoi pas akum. V'chena tavshel shu mevashel, havi kamoi bishel akum. It's also Bishalakum, but Farhesia is in front of 10 people from Klal Yisrael. Now there's others that are makel and say that even if he wouldn't do it in front of I mean he might be in Farhesia in front of 10 people, but if he wouldn't do it in front of a Chash of a Rav or something, then some place can say that that would be called Mechal of Shabbos. Not the he's not Michal Shabbos b'Farhesi, but Lav Dafka b'fnei Mamashin. It's Lav Dafka that he does it in front of them. Ela sheyoydin b'aver, they know about it, which gets into the whole issue of somebody posting on social media on Shabbos. Is that called b'Farhesi or not? Dachi mochach b'shas the poskim gabi v'ha Esther b'Farhesi have. B'chein kasev prima gadam pirsim have asara miYisrael. This was this week's daf, right? Esther was b'Farhesi because everybody in Klal Yisrael knew about it, even though nobody actually saw her being together with Achashverosh, but they just knew, right? So Pirsum havi asaram Yisrael loishayeda sheyisparzim, or that they know that it was publicized. Gimel lefikach meshabeach hanavi ba'aymer, and he says the navi praises and says Asheri enesh yase zaisu ben adam yachzik ba shemir shabbat mechalala. Praises a person who does this, and a ben adam it's yachzik ba shemir shabbat mechalala. Kuchala shemir shabbos kilchasoi. He also gets the schar in this world. Besides for the major schar that's in the next world. If you're going to if you're going to stop walking, meaning you're going to rest your feet because you're not going to walk for the tchum, you're going to do what I want on Yom Kodesh. This is the pasuk that we learn so many things out of, right? The Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, you're supposed to be Mechabad. Hashem Mechibadat and Asas Trochech, Mimtsu Chevtsucha Bedabra Dover. Oz Tisanag al Hashem Ver Kavticha Abba Mosei Oretz Vachalticha Nachalas Yaakov Avicha Kipi Hashem Diba. Okay, so that's the pasuk that refers to, shows you how Choshub Shabbos is. Dalit, Ksiv Zohar Zima Shabbat Tekachi. You have to remember Shabbos. Peter Shizka b'chol yom v'yom es yom haShabbat d'kachi. You should remember every day of the week about Shabbos. She'im nizdamen loy dvar maichel choshev she'en eshchiyah b'chol yom. Like if you get a maichel choshev that you don't normally get, u'davar she'en miskalkel, and it's something that's not going to get destroyed, yikneu l'kavod Shabbos. Then you should buy it for kavod Shabbos. Meaning, if you come across a nice piece of chocolate during the week, save it for Shabbos. Uber Shabbos mitzvah sheyashkin liknas tzarchei Shabbos. In an erev Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to get up early to go shopping for Shabbos. V'yachol liknas gam koydem atfilah. You're even allowed to, even though normally you're not allowed to do anything before davening, but for to buy for Shabbos, you're allowed to. V'vachol yachar al yedei zeh tfilas tzibur. As long as you don't push off tefillah at the tefillah b'tzibur because of it. V'toyv yoser liknos be'erev Shabbos, and it's better to buy an erev Shabbos l'chvayt Shabbos liknos be'yom hey than to go shopping on Thursday. You hear that, Naftali? But something that needs preparation, you should be cutting it on Yom Hei. Meaning, which is nowadays, this whole technology has totally changed all these halachas, right? Meaning, because there's no difference if you shop Thursday, Friday, it's the same frozen, same fresh, lack of fresh, etc., etc. Obviously, something that is fresher on Friday to buy on Friday, you should buy it on Friday. You should say it's l'kavod Shabbos. People don't do this, but this is what you're supposed to say. Ezra was mesaken. Laundry should be done on Thursday, especially this year because it's this week because it's Purim. Because on Erev Shabbos you have to be Isaac and Tzarchi Shabbos. But again, you see where technology messes with this whole thing, because nowadays doing laundry is not. Ezra was worried. Laundry back then was a big avodah, so it took hours and hours. So you wouldn't properly be able to prepare for Shabbos. So therefore, it's to do laundry on Thursday instead of Friday. Nowadays, that it takes 2 minutes to do laundry, so many say it's not an issue to do laundry, right? And like we always say, just another little mussar here that. Everybody's pushing technology, how it's terrible, and we waste so much time. The reason why we waste so much time is because we have so much time. All you have to do is get rid of washing machines, dryers, ovens, refrigeration, and indoor plumbing, and I promise you, you'll have no more cell phone issue because people won't even have time to own a cell phone, much less text on it or post on social media. Right? Our issue, the technology issue that we have, are the technologies that we've embraced that are causing us all these problems. Now, what we're supposed to do about it, I don't know. But at least we can recognize that the technology that's the problem is all the other technologies. And Mamela, we're bored, unfortunately, we're bored. On that note, everybody should have a fine night, a good vach, a good yar, chaydesh.
You too.